This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India has shown that democratic institutions and democratic processes give democracy a stability, speed and scale, addressing a conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan. In New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, in India, democracy means last-mile delivery and the government is working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Mr. Modi highlighted that nearly 25 crore people in India came out of poverty over the past few years. Prime Minister Modi said, in India, the people are paramount and their aspirations have been made the top priority. He said India turned diversity into its strength and emerged as the fastest growing major economy. The Prime Minister said India is strongly raising the concerns of Global South on every global platform. Mr. Modi said during its G20 presidency as well, India placed the priorities of the Global South at the center of the global agenda. Speaking on the occasion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that AI and social media have enhanced the efficiency and capability of democratic institutions. He added that the misuse of AI and social media has given rise to serious challenges like misinformation, cybercrime, and social division. The speaker emphasized that it is the collective responsibility of all to seriously consider these challenges and find appropriate solutions. A grand parade was held in Jaipur today to mark the 78th Army Day organized on Mahal Road in Jagatpura. The parade showcased the valor, courage and cutting-edge military capabilities of Indian Army. This is the first time that the Army Day parade has been held outside a military cantonment, directly among the public. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presented Sena medals to the families of brave soldiers who made a supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. Speaking to media, Army Chief General said that the Indian Army is preparing itself to meet the present challenges as well as future requirements. Arunachal Pradesh is all set to receive 152 trained NCC cadet volunteers, including 80 girls cadets, as first responders to disaster management eventualities with the successful conclusion of Combined Annual Training Camp 157 Kam Yuba Apda Mitra program at Dera Natun Government College, Itanagar. The camp was organized by one Arunachal Pradesh Battalion National Cadet Corps with a major emphasis on disaster preparedness and response. The core focus of the camp was the Yuba Apda Mitra training on disaster management and response systems conducted by Arunachal Pradesh State Disaster Management Authority. India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid traveling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. Ministry of External Affairs asked Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin, PIOs, residing in Iran to exercise due caution and avoid visiting areas of protest. Indian nationals living in Iran on resident visas are advised to register with the Indian embassy if not already done so. The emergency contact helplines of the Indian embassy in Tehran are +98 91 28 09 115. The embassy can also be reached through email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Meanwhile, the Embassy of India in Tehran in an advisory said Indian nationals who are currently in the country are advised to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights. Meanwhile, Iran has reopened its airspace amid concerns about possible military action between the US and Iran that forced airlines to cancel, reroute, or delay some flights. Iran had closed its airspace to all flights except international ones to and from Iran with official permission yesterday. The temporary closure came as US President Donald Trump has been weighing a response to the situation in Iran, which is facing its biggest anti-government protest in years. US President Donald Trump is set to meet the Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado at the White House in Washington, D.C. today. Maria Machado's political party is considered to have won 2024 elections rejected by then-President Nicolas Maduro before the United States captured him in a raid this month. Elon Musk's AI model Grok will no longer allow users to edit images of real people into revealing clothing following global concern over sexualized AI deepfakes. The restriction, which applies to all users including paid subscribers, was announced on X hours after California's top prosecutor began probing AI-generated sexualized images including of children. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.